Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners globally. United Kingdom, Japan, Sweden, and many, many other places out there. This is Tell It Tuesday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Today, we're going to give you some information. I want you to go get a pencil and pad, because this information I'm going to give you, you want to keep up with it. I'll repeat it again. We're not going to be on here too long, because Stephanie Haynes is not going to be with us this evening. We're in our chakra series, and she would be talking about chakra number 5, which is that throat chakra, which means communication. So I have some things to communicate with you for this Tell It Tuesday. You know, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from now, from this very moment. And that is from my mentor, Dr. Sakuru Keita, who teaches us how to live the humanitarian way to create happiness for ourselves and others. And when I say don't give up on yourself, Saturday, September 9th, 9 o'clock a.m., register for the Diabetes Transformation Masterclass, okay, for Glenda Davis. She's going to educate you. You know, diabetes is a very, very, very bad disease out here, and it's very profitable for those who capture and profit off of your pain. If you're a diabetic out there, or if you know of a diabetic, a friend, a family member, and just for your own information so that you know what to look out for so you never will become one. You know, we have many monitoring systems out here. You look on TV every day. They got these devices that control the A1C so you can see your numbers, which go up and down all the time. But do you know why? Do you know what to eat? Do you know how to eat? Well, Dr. Glenda Davis will educate you to this fact. And the website that you, here's the link. I'm going to give it to you slowly. https://www.glendadavis.com Diabetes Transformation Masterclass.com /win, W-I-N. I'm going to give it to you again, https://, Diabetes Transformation Masterclass.com /win. Go in, register, get this information. You need this. If you don't have it, you can help someone else. This is going to be Saturday, September 9th, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if you have a problem waking up early on Saturday morning, I suggest you stay up all night and go to sleep after you hear this great educational informational session that's going to help you to unlearn, relearn, so that we can all live out here. You know, diabetes is a dreadful disease. They said it's not a cure, but that's not true, okay? Listen to Dr. Glenda Davis, and she can give you some information that's going to be mind-blowing. This masterclass is free of charge, so you don't have to say anything. Go in and get those facts. You want to know how to continue to live, not only have everybody else monitoring you, you need to monitor yourself. And on that note, I'm going to play you a little music, and then we're going to come back and give you just some chakra updates so you'll be aware of how to line your body up, and we'll wait on Miss Stephanie Haynes to come back with us next week. Welcome in to Tell It Tuesday and Linda Maxson. Ow!
Thank you.
That's right. And in order for you to follow, you got to make sure that your body is in balance so that you can be aware, be very observant, and understand what's happening with you. I'm just going to give you a brief summary on the chakras. I can never bring it to you like the master Stephanie Haynes, but for those of you who have not been following our series, this is a great series. We're going to talk about what are the energy centers of the body, a Sanskrit word. Chakra means will or disc, and each chakra moves with a spinning motion, forming a vortex. It is these vortexes that filter the energy of the environment around us and disperse it throughout our bodies. Knowledge of these energy centers is ancient, with its precise origins lost in time. It is generally accepted, though the knowledge stems from an ancient Hindu teaching. There are seven major chakras. One enters the physical body at the top of the head, and the other six occur along the vertical midline of the body, with energy entering the body from both the front and the back. It is important to remember that the chakras are constantly interacting and that they are no more separate from each other than they are from our aura. Think in terms of the chakras being an intense concentration of energy with our entire energy system. Although energy moving from the chakras is always moving, and the vitality of the energy can lessen if an area of our life is out of balance. Western cultures generally believe that our behavior and our actions are largely governed by our intellect. In Eastern cultures, the idea that the movement of energy into and around our bodies influence our state of mind, and therefore our actions, is well known. These energy channels are also considered part of our connection with the divine, with a higher consciousness. There are many exercises, meditations, and healing techniques that focus on balancing the chakras and aim to help us remove any blocks or imbalances to the natural movement of the energy. It is believed that when the energy of the chakras is flowing freely and operating as an integrated whole, we will operate at our optimum level of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. That is why it is very important to understand the chakras and your body. There are seven chakras from the base on up. That base chakra is the root. The number two chakra is the abdomen, is the sacral. The number three, solar plex. The number four is in the chest, the heart chakra. Number five is the throat, pushing out all that communication. Number six is the third eye, which is centered right above the eyebrow. And the number seven is at the top, which is called the crown chakra. That is the command post. So when those areas are all in balance, you are in balance. When they're out of balance, you will understand that too if you understand what's happening with your body. We have to get out here and educate ourselves. We have to find out as much information as we can about us. You know, we are all monitoring and being monitored. But the best monitor is for you to know your body and monitor your body. Therefore, when you understand you, you can always reach out. You can help yourself and help others too. I'm not going to stay on too long. I want you to tune in next Tuesday when Stephanie Haynes is with us on that number five chakra talking about communication. I'm going to take us out of here. You know, I'm pushing up my word. But before I go, I want to tell you this. I heard today that the Metro line schedules are changing. So if you are a Metro rider, you want to take heed to that so you're not caught and trapped out. And the last thing that I'm going to say this evening is we want to defeat diabetes. If you're not diabetic, you have a friend or a family member that might have it, this would be very, very helpful information. Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes, will be having that master class on Saturday, September 9th, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm going to give you that link again to click in and register. It don't cost you anything. It is https://diabetestransformationmasterclass.com/win. You want to get that information. You want to get that education. You know your health is your wealth. And if you're already wealthy out there, if you get bad health, you're no longer going to have it. So I'm just going to make a great suggestion that you do not miss out on this education, information, and fact-finding. See, the best way to find out something is to find it out for yourself, and just don't naysay it, don't slander it, don't do any of that. Listen, learn, educate yourself so you can educate others out there. We're all in this together. And the last thing I'll tell you, I have two persons. I want you to remember the name. Because, you know, it's time for us to do our research out here, and it's time for the elections to come. And that is Grace U, Y-O-U-Y-O-O, Grace U, City Council, District 10, and John Yee, Y-I. Follow Ms. For You, and they are both two individuals that can definitely, definitely get the job done. So on that note, we're just going to carry you out with some music. And tell it to you on Tuesday. Have a wonderful tomorrow, which is Wednesday. That's the middle of the week. We just stare at the sky on Wednesday. And we'll be back to give you something to think about on Thursday. We love you. Thank you. are about community over here. This show has been sponsored by CUC. We're an organization that helps you reach your goals through education, through workshops. We're about health and wellness and totally, totally about the community. We love you and remember this.
Yeah.